This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and got a show lined up for you that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. That opening track was one called Front Porch Swing, and it's an instrumental off the Hamilton County CD of 2016. And I was playing the banjo, and I was also playing the dobro part. I wrote the tune. Keith McMillan on the mandolin, Jeremy Trenwith on rhythm guitar, Alan Rhodes on rhythm guitar, Tim Trenwith on bass, and we put together that tune, and I always like to open the show with one of my tunes, and that was it for today. Let's hear American Drive do the song Willow Creek Dam. ¶¶
big pine woods on Willow Creek Mountain. It's where I was raised to be a man. It seems all the good things that's fond in my memories are tied to that Bull Creek land. The big dozer rumbles on Willow Creek Mountain. The saw stills alive from the tree. The water is rising on Willow Creek Mountain from the dam that they said it had to be. So damn the man that dams up the river. Damn the man who drowned the life I've known. Damn the world that's so ever-changing. For it robbed me of my Willow Creek home. The black smoke is rolling off Willow Creek Mountain from the ashes that once was my home. They've moved Daddy's grave off Willow Creek Mountain to a strange ground that he's never known. When the cold waters cover Willow Creek Mountain, her beauty will fade with the land. The world won't remember Willow Creek Mountain or the price paid for progress of man. So damn the man that dams up the river. Damn the man who drowned the life I've known. Damn the world that's so ever-changing. For it robbed me of my Willow Creek home. Up the river, damn the man who drowned the life I've known, damn the world that's so ever changing, for it robbed me of my Willow Creek home, for it robbed me of my Willow Creek home.
It's American Drive. Don't they do a great job? Lovely sound there. Ricky Wasson on guitar and lead and baritone vocals. That was probably Ricky singing lead there. Dwight McCall on mandolin and tenor vocals. Matt Despain on dobro. Carl Perkins on the upright bass. Justin Jenkins on banjo. Great band sound. American Drive. We'll hear from them a little bit later in the program. Right now we'll hear from Claire Lynch doing an Osborne Brothers song. She doesn't do many Osborne Brothers song, but this one is great. I'll Be All Right Tomorrow, it's called. And it's interesting, the first line is, I may be a little bit tight tonight, but I'll be all right tomorrow. And when the Osborne Brothers sang it, their lead singer at the time, I forget which one it was, said, I may be a little bit tired tonight, but it's a little bit tight. And it's mention of drinking in the song and all that. And now it's not normally the sort of song Claire Lynch might do, but she does a great job on it. And she's got some great players working with her on this. Who's she got? She's got Matt Wingate on Matt guitar and mandolin, and Brian McDowell on fiddle and mandolin, and Mark Schatz on upright bass. Claire's playing guitar. She's a great guitarist. And Alison Brown on banjo. Well, you can't get better than that. Let's hear about Claire's condition here.
Ain't been right. I've been out drinking every night. tonight, but I'll be all right tomorrow, 'cause my baby's coming home. Well, I may be a little bit tired tonight, but I'll be all right tomorrow, 'cause my baby's coming home.
Great song written by Bobby Osborne, and I hope she's feeling better now. Well, back in 1967, Flatt and Scruggs, who were pretty much at the getting to the end of their union as a bluegrass band, they recorded an album with Doc Watson, and it was called Strictly Instrumental, and it particularly featured Earl Scruggs and Doc Watson on their instruments. Lester Flatt evidently played the occasional guitar, and most of the guitar backing was done by Grady Martin, and it had Charlie McCoy on harmonica. He was really featured about that time on lots of recordings that came out, and the addition of the harmonica into the songs that they were doing, the bluegrassy type songs, was quite an interesting point. Some people hated it, some people liked it, and some people ignored it. You'll hear and make your own decision. Jake Tulloch, of course, was playing bass. Buck Graves was playing dobro. Paul Warren on fiddle. And Buddy Harmon was playing a snare drum in there. So it's a slightly left of center bluegrass recording of two instrumental greats, Earl Scruggs and Doc Watson. And I've selected a song called Jazzing, which I guess is a fairly impromptu sort of piece that they put together. And let's listen to Doc and Earl, particularly Charlie McCoy, Buck Graves, playing Jazzing. Them jamming together in the studio and just on a regular tune, and you heard some great playing going on there. A little different from the way it might be done these days, but I think it sounded great anyway. I'd like to play you a track from Michelle Nixon and Drive, their album A Place I Belong. Michelle heads a band of all guys, really. She's in charge, and I bet she bosses them around. Who would know? But she plays and sings great. But her band is a fine band. Tim Newcomb on banjo, John Wade on bass, Mike Sharp on dobro, Tim Crouch on fiddle, Nick Dixon and Patrick Robertson on guitars, and Jonathan Dillon on mandolin, and Michelle plays guitar and does vocals. And I've selected a tune called, not normally associated with bluegrass, but it makes a great bluegrass tune. I know we do it with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It's called Top of the World, came from the Carpenters. And Michelle does a great job with her band, and her band and her mandolin player in particular, Jonathan, love his break in this. Let's listen to Top of the World from Michelle Nixon and Drive.
Now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I see. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. There's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need to know is that you're mine. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Michelle Nixon and Drive, Top of the World. I reckon that song was always intended to be a bluegrass song. It just seems to suit the words, the phrasing, the melody and everything. It's just pure bluegrass. We recorded it back in 1996. Michelle did that version in 2011. Maybe she heard ours and got the idea. You never know. Well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trendwith, your host, and I'm playing you the music that I love to play and listen to. It's all from my shelves. I've got some shelves at home, all lined with CDs and a whole bunch of LPs from the early days when I listened to bluegrass. And sometimes I play from LPs and mostly from CDs. And there's just all sorts of gems in there that I like people to hear and know about. So I'm glad you've found time to join in with me on the show today. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, which is a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from. Free FM 89.0, independent community media. And Shearer's Music Works provide a great service to the musicians in and around Hamilton. Wonderful stock of guitars and banjos and ukuleles and violins and double basses and keyboards and all those sorts of things. Books about how to play and very helpful staff. Go and see Shearer's when you're in Hamilton next. If you buy something, they'll be very delighted. But tell them you heard about them from Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm sure that'll make David Shearer very happy indeed. I'm going to play you a track from a great band called the Get Down Boys. I went to see them in 2017 when I was staying with a friend, Frank, in Los Angeles, and we went right up into the North Los Angeles area to see the Get Down Boys play in a little sort of bar, nightclub type place, and it was a wonderful performance. I really enjoyed them, but we're seeing on the news a terrible devastation that the excessive rains have caused in and around the Los Angeles and the Southern California area, and it breaks my heart to see that. We've had terrible weather events in New Zealand over the past few years and caused devastation, closed roads, slips on the hillsides which come down and take away pieces of road. And it's very sad to see all that. And I thought I'd better play something from the Los Angeles area. And I've selected from their album that came out in 2017 a song called Lonesome Once Again. And Mark Cassidy on banjo, in fact, he wrote the song. Scott Gates on guitar or mandolin. Israel Parker on dobro and Evan Windsor on bass. They were a great band to watch. And here they are playing a tune, Lonesome Once Again, the Get Down Boys.
Once again.
That to Get Down Boys from California, and we're thinking about you with the tough time you're having weather-wise up there in California. I'd like to play an album from 1990, and this is Hot Rise. Great band. Tim O'Brien has sort of kept a fairly high profile in bluegrass music. Pete Wernick on banjo and harmony vocals. Charles Sawtell, he died in 1999 as a guitar player and also does some lead vocals. And Tim O'Brien, of course, plays mandolin and fiddle mostly. And Nick Forster on bass and does some harmony vocals. I've selected two songs from Hot Rise. The first one is Climb the Ladder, which is like a gospel song, and the next one is Lamp Lighting Time in the Valley, which is an old song from the 1930s. It was originally written as a 3-4 time, and they do just a nice 2-4 time, got a lovely feel to it. Let's listen to Hot Rise.
Walking down a dimly street, heads are hanging low. You say your ship is sinking and you got no place to go. This ladder starts at the bottom, you can find it with your heart. Reach on up and take a hold, it's not too late to start.
Climb the ladder, rung by rung. Climb the ladder high, step by step. One by one, reach our heart's desire.
Life's a precious thing, my friend. When it ends, you cannot choose. Time is all you have to give, and it's all you have to lose.
Climb the ladder. Our heart's desire.
When at last your race is run and it's time for you to fly, keep on climbing rung by rung as you bid this world goodbye.
Climb the ladder,
climb the ladder rung by rung.
Climb the ladder high. Our heart's desire.
Climb the ladder,
rung by rung.
Climb the ladder high,
step by step,
one by one.
Reach our heart's desire.
Time in the valley,
in
my dreams I go back to my home. Oh, I can see that old lamp in the window. It will guide me wherever I roam. It will guide me wherever I roam. When it's lamplighting time in the valley, in my dreams I go back to my home. Oh, I can see that old lamp in the window. It will guide me wherever I roam. It will guide me wherever I roam.
Oh, that's Hot Rise from 1990, and didn't they do a great version of that song? Lovely guitar breaks by Charles Sawtell. What a talent he was. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing you some of the music that I love to listen to. Talking about weather events, we're also following on the news a terrible wildfires in Canada, and it makes me very sad to see all that beautiful forest being destroyed by those fires and the effect it's having on the population. The entire town of Yellowstone, I think it is, having to evacuate just because of the encroaching fire. Just terrible to watch on TV. So my thoughts go out to you as all New Zealand watches those weather events and thinks, wow, that is terrible. We know what that's like, but we really sympathise with you. So I'm playing a song from one of my favourite bands from Vancouver area, the John Reichman and the Jaybirds, and this is from the Road West. They do lovely music, and I've watched them at festivals at Grass Valley in California. They come down and play there and do some wonderful music, wonderful singing. But I've selected an instrumental from it, one called Sandy Boys, and I need to read you the notes that they say about this in the CD because I think they're brilliant. Greg, that's a fiddle player, Greg Spatz, learned this tune at a picking party in his own backyard from a young old-time fiddle banjo ace John Silt. We sped it up and bluegrass-ized the chord pattern some, but otherwise tried to preserve an old-time flavour, doing lots of unison playing, what musicologists refer to as heterophony, and uneducated listeners may perceive as a cacophonous din. So whether you call this heterophony or a cacophonous din, I don't know, but John Reichman and the Jaybirds do a wonderful version of this song. That's Jim Nunnally on guitar, Nick Hornbuckle on banjo, playing a unique two-finger style. John Reichman on mandolin, Tricia Gagnon on bass, and Greg Spatz on fiddle. Here they are doing Sandy Boys. Thank you. was a bit of all those things, wasn't it? Pretty frantic, and some great picking going on in there. I'm not sure about the heterophony or the cacophony, but they're both big words that I should not try and say on radio. Mouth gets in the way these days. Oh, let's listen to Michelle Nixon and her great band again from the album A Place I Belong. Here is a song called Last Road. Nixon and Drive, and I think that was Nick Nixon doing the lead vocals there. Well, here's John Rushman and the Jaybirds again with this beautiful song sung by Tricia Gagnon called In the Fall.
Thank you. like a bright day in spring. She sings all my cares and my woes. It's a song without words, but the promise I heard told me you'd be back with the snow.
She sings beautifully. I love her choice of songs. That was Trisha Gagnon of John Rochman and the Jaybirds. And we're thinking of you in British Columbia as those terrible wildfires devastate your beautiful country there. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Tommy had a banjo tune and none better to play it than Jim Mills. This is from his album Hidehead Blues. He plays banjo. Barry Bales is playing bass. Stuart Duncan is playing fiddle. Dan Tominski is playing guitar. And Adam Steffi on mandolin. That has got to be a high-powered bluegrass band playing there. This is a tune called the Black Mountain Blues, the Black Mountain Blues. I like that sort of double colour stuff. Black Mountain Blues, which he does in detuning, and Stuart Duncan has put his fiddle into a detuning as well. And here is the Black Mountain Blues from Jim Mills. absolutely nailed that tune, didn't he? And it sounds great in the open D tuning for all you banjo players out there. That may be something to do, is go home and try that in a D tuning, but I don't think I'll get it quite the way Jim Mills does it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. I'm your host, and I've been playing bluegrass music and banjo since the mid-1960s, and I love the music, and I still love playing, and I've got instruments lying around home, and when I go home, I'll pick them up and play them, and trying to work out new tunes all the time, and wish that I could play some of the tunes that I used to play when my fingers and brain were a bit more nimble, but it's still great fun to play. I'm delighted that this show is part of the Access Radio system in New Zealand and goes out on various Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand, like the Raglan Community Access, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Hawke's Bay Access Radio, Coast Access Radio in the Kapiti Coast. Thank you for listening. It's different times of the day that it's aired, but you can pick it up as a podcast from any of those stations at any time. Also, the Access Radio stations in Canada, CFBX in British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia. I hope you're just not having too much trouble with those wildfires being near you. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA as well. And I think there's a couple of other shows in there that I've probably missed. But thank you all very much for tuning in. And everyone who tunes in on various podcasts, could be on Spotify, Free FM, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. I had a lovely email from Lloyd in Los Angeles who listens on Apple Podcasts. So thanks for writing in, Lloyd. I hope you're enjoying some of the selections I've made from my shelves in today's show. I'm going to play you another song from American Drive now. This is a song called Resting Place. Let's have a listen to it.
So peacefully, as a choir of angels sing sweet harmonies throughout eternity. Will there be a resting place for me in heaven? I pray every day that it's true. Will there be a resting place there with my Savior when my time on earth here is through? And I pray that I'll hear the angels singing when my time comes to an end. Will there be a resting place for me in heaven? I pray every day that it's true. Will there be a resting place there with my
Savior when my time on earth here is through.
The band American Drive. Well, we've come to the end of this week's Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed some of the choices I've made in choosing music for you. Been a pretty varied collection if I look at it as a whole. Now we've had all sorts of stuff in there and I've loved every song. We're going to take it out with a band called the Gibson Brothers. Do a wonderful job. This is from the Ring the Bell album of 2009, and I've selected a song called Jericho to take it out. All about, I'm going back to Jericho, see that girl I love so in Jericho. Ah, it's a great song. The band is Eric Gibson, who plays banjo and does lead vocals sometimes. Lee Gibson plays guitar and he's doing the lead vocal on Jericho. Mike Barber plays the upright bass. Clayton Campbell, the fiddles. Joe Walsh, he came to New Zealand with Mark Mazingar, plays a mandolin. Mike Witcher on resonating guitar. And they do a great job on Jericho. Thank you very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. Join me again next week if you can.
Summer and we married in the fall. I had to leave to find some work, no work around here at all. I'm going back to Jericho, I'm going back to Jericho. See that girl I love so in Jericho. Sounds brighter than the moon, or the stars or sun. Harvest here will be done soon, it's 6 months I've been gone. I'm going back to Jericho, I'm going back to Jericho. See that girl that I love so in Jericho. My darling one set my heart awhirl. She said you ought to come home, hon, and meet your baby girl. I'm going back to Jericho, I'm going back to Jericho. See the girls I love so in Jericho. Rich man, as rich as I can be, and you will see my treasure bouncing on my knee. I'm going back to Jericho, I'm going back to Jericho. See the girls I love so in Jericho. I'm going back to Jericho, I'm going back to Jericho. See the girls I love so in Jericho. No more to roam when I go home to Jericho.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.